This is program number LW2579. Ever made a mistake? Is a bluebird blue? Hi, this is Larry West. I heard of a fellow once who thought he had made a mistake, his first, but come to find out it was just a mistake. Let me tell you about some guys who, 100 years ago, made a mistake they wanted to forget. It happened way out west, you know, during the days when the cavalry was taking the west by force. The Indians and the white men fought many a battle as they struggled for the open ranges that were rapidly being lost. Out in a certain western fort, there was a major who came up with a brilliant idea. He thought that artillery might be used more effectively if they'd put their cannons upon the backs of mules. Now, when I say cannon, what I'm talking about is a gun called a howitzer. It was sort of a small cannonball gun. Anyway, this major decided to experiment with this little gun. So they selected a howitzer, strapped it onto the back of a mule, and pointed the muzzle toward the mule's tail. When everything was secure, they led that calm, unconcerned mule out to a bluff. They set up a target in the middle of the river, turned the rear end of that mule toward the target, and backed him gently up to the edge of the bluff. The officer stood around while the major went up and lit the fuse and backed off. In just a few seconds, that unruffled mule heard something fizzing back there on his neck. It made him rather uneasy. He turned his head around to see what was going on. He sensed something he didn't like and got excited. I mean, he really got excited. He placed his four legs in a bunch and began bucking and kicking. There that gun was strapped to his back, the fuse lit, threatening sudden death to every man within a half mile. The commandant shimmied up a nearby tree. The lieutenants ran to the edge of the bluff and slid into the river. Everybody hit the dust. In 2 or 3 minutes, there was an explosion. And the mule? Where was the mule? Well, it seems no one will tell. You see, no report of the experiment was ever sent to the War Department. That was a mistake they wanted to forget. You know, there's at least one thing that we people have in common. It's the ability to make mistakes. Some of us make worse ones than others of us do, but we still all make mistakes. Someone once said, "To err is human, but when the eraser wears out before the pencil does, look out." Once there was a couple who went directly from their wedding to the photographer's studio to have their wedding pictures made. He promised to send them proofs in just a few days. Well, the newlywed couple was excited when a large envelope arrived. But what they found inside, well, that was something else. Inside were several views of a chubby baby lying, kicking on a rug. On the back of the picture was a notation the photographer had made. It read, "Please state clearly what size and how many you wish." We all make mistakes. But the important difference is to learn from them. Some of us do. Others never do. One fellow once said, "Learn from the mistakes of others." Why? Because you can't live long enough to make them all yourself. Makes sense. Someone once said there are 7 important mistakes that we make in life. Number 1, the delusion that individual advancement is made by crushing others down. Number 2, the tendency to worry about things that we can't change. Number 3, insisting that the thing is impossible because we can't accomplish it ourselves. Number 4, refusing to set aside trivial preferences in order that important things might be accomplished. Number 5, not acquiring the habit of reading. Number 6, attempting to compel others to believe and live as we do. And then number 7, the failure to establish the habit of saving money. I think there's a mistake that really heads the list. The biggest mistake we people can make, and I believe this beyond any doubt, the biggest mistake we people make is when we don't put God first in our lives. And you know, without His being in first place, the rest falls out of place. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven." Now that's what makes the most sense of all. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm so glad that the Bible says that Jesus came so that we might have forgiveness. The biggest mistake we could ever make is to refuse to let God forgive our mistakes. Think about it. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.